Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the beginning of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he writes, "With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mysteries of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and on earth." You know, we often ask, why is this taking so long? It's a fair question. The Bible claims that God is intent to bring order and harmony and righteousness to the world, but there seems at times to be scant evidence of that plan gaining much ground in our age. What's the holdup? Why can't Jesus return in an instant and make all wrongs right once and for all? I mean, according to this passage of Scripture, God does not want to lose anyone or anything as the plan for salvation of the world unfolds. Salvation, that union between God and all that God has made, is not for a select subgroup of religious people. It is for everyone. And what we're told is that Jesus will not return and God will not draw this age to a close until all things, as it said, all things are gathered up into God's will, reflecting God's way. Now that's a colossal task. It will take something Paul refers to as the fullness of time. If God is eternal and everlasting, then the wait for all creation to conform to God's desires might really take a very, very long time. The plan is in motion, but the timer is in God's hands, and we need to remember that. So let's pray. Lord God, sometimes we wonder, perhaps oftentimes we wonder, why the promises of unity and peace and love in the Bible do not seem to be taking root in the world on the scale the Bible suggests they will. We wonder why your grand design is taking so long to unfold. You know, is our impatience with the fullness of time a result of being finite beings, however, with limited time to understand and participate in your expansive work? We just don't know. But we ask that you would help us to be at peace with our ignorance of your plans and encourage us to do our part, trusting that the final result is indeed in your hands. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.